Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Now, before you hit that fast forward button thinking this is another self-care spiel about bubble baths and face masks, hold up. This is different. We're diving deep into creating a self-care plan that isn't just a fleeting weekend escape but something that actually sticks with you, like a trusty sidekick through life's ups and downs. You know what I mean? Ever feel like the self-care train leaves the station without you? We all want to be those chill, collected individuals who effortlessly navigate stress and find joy in the everyday hustle. But let's face it, building lasting self-care habits can be tougher than mastering a TikTok dance. We get caught up in life's whirlwind work deadlines, social commitments, that ever-growing Netflix queue, and suddenly, our well-being takes a backseat. But here's the deal. Neglecting your own needs isn't just bad for your mental health, it actually impacts every aspect of your life. Think about it when you're drained and stressed. Everything else feels harder, right? You're more irritable, less productive, and even those simple pleasures seem to lose their sparkle. So, how do we break free from this cycle and cultivate a self-care routine that becomes as ingrained in our lives as brushing our teeth? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a self-care plan that actually works. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't have to become a yoga guru or meditate for hours on end. Start small. Think about what truly nourishes your soul. Is it taking a 10-minute walk in nature? Reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish? Lighting a candle and enjoying a cup of tea? Whatever it is, make it a consistent part of your day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Consistency is key. Second, make it personal. Forget those generic self-care lists that feel like a chore. Your self-care should be unique to you. What brings you joy? What helps you recharge? If you love dancing, put on some music and move your body. If cooking is your jam, whip up a delicious meal that makes you happy. Don't compare yourself to others, focus on what truly resonates with you. Third, schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, pencil it into your calendar and stick to it. We often prioritize everything else, leaving little room for ourselves. But remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, be flexible. Life happens, right? Some days you might miss your walk or your reading time. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track the next day. Remember, self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but the important thing is to keep moving forward. And lastly, be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important tip of all. Self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about being present and taking care of your needs. Practice self-compassion, talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Think about that last stressful work meeting you had. Maybe you felt a knot in your stomach, your mind raced, or you even snapped at someone. Now imagine approaching that situation differently. Instead of letting stress take over, you took a few deep breaths, focused on the present moment, and calmly addressed the issue. By practicing self-care beforehand, whether it was a morning meditation or a mindful walk, you were able to handle a challenge with grace and composure. That's the power of a well-crafted self-care plan. It equips you with the tools to navigate life's challenges with resilience and inner peace. Remember, you deserve to feel calm, confident, and in control. By prioritizing your well-being, you create a ripple effect that benefits every aspect of your life. So, what's one small step you can take today to start building your personalized self-care plan? Maybe it's adding 10 minutes of quiet time to your morning routine or planning a relaxing activity for the weekend. Whatever it is, make it happen. And don't forget to share your self-care triumphs and maybe even your struggles with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.